If we had the time and the inclination, what frivolous lawsuits would Callie and I file? What happens to astronaut poop and my cookie party, which is technically just Ellie having a friend over to decorate cookies, but I have turned it into a big old thing.
All that and more on today's show.
You are an upsider, living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. Welcome to the Upside.
Upside Podcast.
With Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
Today is Thursday, December 1st. My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the joy and happiness of the holiday season.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for the Starbucks baristas. They know my name now, and I'm so excited. Did I mention what the guy said to me last week? He goes, did I already say this on the show? I know I said this to you in like real life.
That you're a pasty lass?
He did. He goes, and this is like from another like just, you know, white dude. But he was like, hey, Callie, you know what? I thought that I saw you earlier this morning. This girl drove up and she was really pale and I thought it was you. It's like, I definitely am pale. Am I alarmingly pale? Like, is that, would you look at me and think, oh, there's a really pale girl. Like, would that be my defining characteristic? Probably not,
no,
in my opinion, but he's so sweet. And I just, you know, he, yeah.
Was he an older guy?
No.
Was
it, oh. No, he's probably like in his 30s. Hmm. But he's great. And I love that he knows my name, just apparently not my face.
Yeah.
Anywho.
At least he didn't call you Powder.
Oh my gosh. Powder, hey!
Our gratitude.
Are you shaking espresso today?
Our gratitude journals are currently on sale at CallieandJeff.com. A few suggestions on getting the gratitude journals and who to get them for. Teachers, number one, get gratitude journals for teachers as gifts, but have you and your students write inside the front cover why you're grateful for that teacher.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Buy one for yourself. We, Callie and I, have talked about this for years, but daily gratitude changed our lives, and it changes your life very, very quickly. But you have to commit to doing it for 2 or 3 weeks. That's when you'll start to go, wait, things are different.
So if you need some new energy in your life or your family life, or, you know, you've heard us talking about it for a while and you're like, you know what? Now is it the time? Go to CallieandJeff.com, click on the merchandise tab, and you're going to see our journals there. They are so cute this year. And just a little, if you've been around here for a while, you know this, but Jeff and I actually, our wedding favors were these gratitude journals.
Right.
And we had extras, sold them for charity the first year, and then people were like, wait, can you do that again? So mm-hmm. We've been doing it every year since then. This is our sixth gratitude journal. So at this point, they're pretty much like a collector's item.
Yeah, and if you want to grab one or grab a bunch for corporate gifts, shoot us a message, because we do have...
Put it on your corporate card.
We have bulk pricing. That's a good
expense
idea.
Expense it.
Yeah,
yeah, you're a boss. Expense that stuff, man.
Get one for each client. And if you are getting one for your family... Callie and I share one. Mm-hmm. So you don't, as much as we would like to double sales by saying, oh yeah, yeah, husband needs one, wife needs one. You don't.
Nope.
You can do one, and you can have your kids off. There's enough room that if you write small, you can
make it
a
work.
Few family members. So to everybody who's picked one up so far, thank you. To everybody who is thinking about getting one, we're not in an urgent situation yet with either inventory or shipping, but it does happen every year. So don't delay.
There's always a little bit of a scramble. I will say that two things. One, we did not raise the price from last year, which I love and I'm so excited about. And number two, I got a note from our awesome merchandising company, the company that fulfills our stuff. And they're a small business out of North Carolina. I have known the guy for 10 years that runs it. His name is Chip. Maybe longer. No. Maybe like 12 years. And he, like the first day that we started the podcast, he's like, yeah, I'm totally in. I'll totally support you guys. And he is a huge supporter of our show. He texted me and told me that they actually decreased shipping to under $5. So last year it was like almost $7. So he was able to bring our shipping costs down as well, which I thought was really, really cool.
Is our Are these gratitude journals the only thing in the past 12 months that have actually gone down in
price? I mean, I think so. And I may have done a little bit of begging to say, hey, what can we do to like make these more affordable? Because, you know, it just every dollar, you know, every dollar means something right now. So yeah, check it out. CallieandJeff.com. Click on the merchandise tab. We would love your support and they're gorgeous. And we would love for you to change your life. All right. So I had an idea. Ellie is close with her godparents and they have two girls that we love very much and they love Ellie. Ellie loves them. And I was like, you know what? We should invite them over because we are always at their house because they have like the cool toys and like whatever. So we're always at their house. I was like, we should invite them over to just, you know, say thank you. What if, Jeff Dollar, you made some of your Christmas cookies and we let the kids frost them. You know what I mean? Like one by, you know, their parents to come and then their girls can decorate cookies with Ellie. And he's like, yeah, okay, cool. And I was meaning that like, okay, maybe I'll go to like Target and get some like red and green icing and then we'll order pizza for the kids and call it a day. Yesterday, our doorbell rings and there are six Amazon packages at our front door. Jeff Dollar, what was that? What was in those Amazon packages?
All of the supplies for the upcoming cookie party.
But it's not really a party. You just ordered like $100 worth of cookie decorating stuff. So Jeff has turned it into his party with three little girls.
That sounds creepy. If we're going to do, I want to make sure that everybody has success. And you know, the reason, and this includes you, because the moms and dads will be, if any dads come, the dads will also, we'll all be decorated. Everybody's
well, it's just
be
like one other couple.
Okay. Are they both coming?
I don't know.
Okay. So.
So it's like three of Ellie's little friends.
Okay. So if I want to make sure everybody can participate to a level that gives them confidence. And sometimes decorating cookies can be harrowing. You know, if you're just going to, if you have a bell or a Christmas ornament type cookie, you can just smear one color on it, put some sprinkles, call it a day. But sometimes people want to do, if they're doing a snowman, they want to do eyes and a little carrot nose and buttons, you know, and a little ribbon on the top hat. Some people get super fancy with their Santa Clauses. And they want to do the beard and white and the whatever. So I found these food coloring pens that allow for that. I found these tubes that you can put the icing in and you squeeze them and it comes out super narrow so you can draw like really fine lines with it. So
Is this for the kids or for you? Because you know the kids are like five.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that they have this available to them. And it's also, I think, more for you. Because we had a situation over Halloween where Ellie was decorating. We got some pumpkin cookie cutters and some ghost cookie cutters. And Ellie was decorating the cookies, which is easy. Orange icing for the pumpkin ones, white for the ghost ones. And we then took some over to your parents. And your mom had a really hard time distinguishing between which ghost Ellie decorated and which ghost you decorated. So I just want to make sure that I'm
actually
setting,
let's just set the stage what actually happened.
I'm setting you up for success.
Thank you. This actually has me set up for potential worse failure because if I have all of these tools at my disposal and my mom still goes, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Did Ellie decorate that one? And I say, no, that was me. And I had all the tools at my disposal and I am a grown woman.
Yeah.
It will be more embarrassing, but thank you for thinking of me in this endeavor.
I'm so excited for my cookie party.
Yeah. And you even bought a new shirt. Jeff has a new shirt and new cookie tools. And you know, the truth is like the girls are probably going to draw on them for 5 seconds, get bored, eat a slice of pizza and go home. And then Jeff's going to be stuck there with his $100 worth of cookie decorations.
I'm going to be really up all sad. Night like our friend Laura, who does those amazingly super intricate cookies with, you know, a jeweler's monocle around my head, special lights above the table.
Yep.
There's a list of 9 surprising things that will happen on your wedding day that I scrolled through kind of mindlessly, but I found myself to every single one going, yep, 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 yep.
Okay.
Yep. And the ones that that don't apply to me, I'm wondering if they apply to you. If
okay.
As a couple, we succeed. And there's one of these that for us is a no, but it's a no only because we were intentional about it.
Okay.
All right. So if you're getting married sometime soon, know that this is, this is what you can expect on your wedding day. If you have been married, play along in your head. Number one, at some point, even if you are not, you will feel like you're running very late. Did you feel that at all on your wedding day?
I don't think so.
I actually don't. If I did, I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember lots of waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going to be completely wrong about this list. Number two, you won't eat.
I was not hungry. We ate only because people made us eat, but I was not hungry.
Because if we didn't.
You're talking to people and entertaining the whole time. So our wedding planner locked us in a back room.
And you're drinking.
And gave us plates of food. Yeah.
Because if we, and we hadn't eaten probably at all up to that day. But if you don't set aside time to eat, I don't think we would have.
Yeah.
Number three. A bride will at some point feel a bit like a superhero, realizing that everyone is there to make sure she looks beautiful, she looks right, she's going to feel the power for just a minute. Did you feel that at all?
No, but only because I get anxious when people look at me and make me the center of attention. So I was trying to be the not center of attention.
Something will go wrong.
Yes.
This happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't know until after the wedding, but my best man gifted us some of the booze for the wedding. I think he did the wine, mm-hmm. but, and also was as part of that was delivering with the wine, the beer was supposed to be delivered. And there was a miscommunication on his end. And 2 hours before the reception, he realized the person never delivered the beer. And he made a mad scramble too.
But like best man ever, because we didn't even know. He took care of it.
I think he took care of it by going to Walmart or something, yeah. Whatever was closest.
He's the best.
Yeah.
I ditched my wedding shoes like 3 minutes before the ceremony. I bought fancy wedding shoes and they were so uncomfortable that I was like, you know what? Screw this. And I think I actually texted you and I was like, when you leave the hotel, can you bring me like some sandals or whatever, and you gave them, like brought them to the venue and gave them to our wedding planner.
But nobody could see your shoes under your dress anyways,
no.
Right?
No.
You'll probably cry. That's a given.
Yep.
You won't spend as much time with your new spouse as you think. False. And here's why.
But only if you're intentional.
Yeah. Somebody gave us the advice at our reception to never leave each other's side, hold hands as much as possible. Even if one of us has to go to the restroom, the other person should walk toward the restroom and stand near it, because it's too easy to end up on complete opposite sides of the room and lose track of time.
Because everybody's like, oh, did you see so-and-so here? Let me just like pull you, whatever.
Have you met Callie's cousin, blah, blah, blah.
And I even said, yeah. Jeff, I'm just going to run to the bathroom really quick. And he's like, yeah, I'm coming with you. Cool. And he like stood outside the bathroom so we didn't get separated the whole night, which is like the best thing that we did.
You'll be wonderfully overwhelmed by the love surrounding you.
Yes.
Definitely felt that. The day will fly by. Definitely mm-hmm. felt that. You didn't? I felt
like it did a little bit. Yeah.
I felt like it was over like that.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was having lunch with George at the deli.
And then we were married.
And then we were at the hotel lobby with all of our drunk friends.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, zoom. And actually, most people don't consummate the marriage on wedding night. Hmm. We did, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Just make it true.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for your next comedian here at Ellie's Comedy Club. You're going to love this guy. Welcome to the stage, Dad.
What do you call Santa when he stops moving? Santa pause.
Have a joke for Ellie's Comedy Club? Have a comment on something we've talked about or an idea for the show? Call or text Callie and Jeff. 800-434-5454.
Caraway was a brand that I found online, and they have modern cookware and bakeware that is so beautiful. It is meant to be okay to keep on your countertops because it fits in with your decor. So that was one thing that I really loved about it. I also love that they're easy to clean and there are no chemicals in their ceramic coating. So they're coated with this like gorgeous, super smooth, chemical-free coating. So you know that that horrible nonstick stuff with tons of chemicals in it are not getting into your food. So you can have peace of mind when you're in your kitchen, which I think is really awesome. This only happens once a year. Caraway's Cyber Season event is almost here. Save up to 20% on all Caraway products, including their internet famous non-toxic cookware set, which is what I have. And for the first time ever, you can now save on Caraway's food storage, tea kettle, and mini cookware. This exclusive deal won't last long. Make sure to shop your favorite colors and your products while you still can. Visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware. This deal won't last long, so visit carawayhome.com to shop all their incredible products for up to 20% off this holiday season.
It can be really tough to put your brain in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life if you are filled with anxiety, confusion, panic, if there's too much clutter up there that won't even let you get to the plan-making part of problem-solving mode. That's why you need to talk through your stuff with someone. Even if the clutter doesn't feel right, even if you can't define exactly what it is, a qualified therapist can help you sort it out and get you where you need to be. That's how it was for me. When I started therapy, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to get in there and she's going to say, so what's on your mind? And I'm not going to know what to say because I don't know how to fix this. So I just started talking. And wouldn't you know it? It worked. Now I'm my own therapist a lot of times, and I can also help my friends. You need to be a better person, whether that means being a better problem solver, being kinder to others, being kinder to yourself. Therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/upside. You'll get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/upside.
Attention, Rothy's lovers. Do I have deals for you? Rothy's is doing their first ever Black Friday archive event, and it's already started. It's going through November 30th of this week. For 1 week only, you can save big with deep discounts on items that very rarely ever get marked down. And for the first time, they've marked down their bags and their accessories are on sale. So go check it out. They also have a brand new holiday shimmer collection that features cozy slippers and bags, lots of color, lots of comfort. You're going to love them. I personally love the loafer style. I also love the sneaker style. I tend to lean for the loafer style for work and the sneaker style just for running around. And one of my favorite things about them is that you can wash them. So you can wear out your flats, you can wear them without socks, you can go about your business. And when they start to smell a little bit, because you know, that's a problem with flats, then you put them in the wash on a cold, delicate cycle, let them air dry, and boom, it's like you got a new pair of shoes. Awesome. For stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/upside and head to the first ever Black Friday archive event starting November 23rd through November 30th. That's rothys.com/upside.
We appreciate our Upside partners and we appreciate you for supporting them. For more information on any advertiser on the Upside, visit callieandjeff.com.
There's a story out of Florida. A woman has filed a lawsuit that's ridiculous. I'm acknowledging it's ridiculous. I'm also acknowledging that I can kind of see her point. I don't totally disagree with her. She is suing Kraft for their Velveeta microwavable mac and cheese cups taking longer than advertised to prepare. She's suing for $5 million. So the box says, ready to eat in 3.5 minutes. She says there is no way that that's possible and they shouldn't be advertising it. Now, and excuse you.
Hairball.
Seriously?
Lily.
Producers are supposed to be seen and not heard. Sorry about that. So it says ready to eat in 3.5 minutes. They believe this woman believes that consumers will assume that they can go from box to belly in less than 4 minutes. The truth is not the case. First, this is what she says. First, you got to remove the lid and cheese sauce pouch. Then you must add water to the line and stir. Then you have to microwave on high for 3.5 minutes, which is where they get the number from. Then they need to stir in the contents of the cheese sauce pouch. Then you have to let the cheese sauce and the macaroni stand where it will thicken and come together. When it reaches the proper thickness, then that's when you can consume it. Much longer than 3.5 minutes.
I wish that I had as much free time as this woman. I am jealous.
Yeah, but she is. That is a valid point. If I was going to file a frivolous consumer action lawsuit, it would be I would sue. I would start it with food bloggers and recipe websites who are posting ridiculously beautiful served, you know, presented dishes of food that are going to, and I'm not talking about the, I'm not just talking about the final plating of the food. I'm talking about the whole preparation where everything looks absolutely perfect and absolutely flawless. Because especially in the making of a recipe, my stuff doesn't look like that. It doesn't. My cheese never melts that uniformly.
Right.
You know, my one piece of garlic is always going to get burned. My butter's going to get a little bit brown. It's just not going to be that pretty. And I think they should be required, if they're posting a recipe, to show what it actually, almost as encouragement. Here's what it's going to look like while you're making it, but in the end, you can make it this pretty.
Now, I think you're probably overshooting a little bit with that. Here's where I would frivolously sue. I would frivolously sue dog toy companies who say that they make indestructible dog toys.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you right now,
they're not.
So says Lily Dollar, they are not indestructible. I have truly not found an indestructible dog toy.
Yeah.
I don't think that exists.
And they should say, they should give a lifespan. Your dog, if your dog is a, because we have two, both of our dogs are squeak retrievers. They want,
to kill that squeak.
If there's a squeak thing in a toy, they want to stop it from squeaking and then they want to dig it out from the stuffing. Rather than say indestructible, they should give a time of life. You know, this toy, this is a one nighter. I can hold them. If it's in that $5 basket in front of the, as you're checking out,
that's lasting maybe an hour.
That you bring that home at lunch, it's not going to be around at dinner. In our house. That's a good one. Here are your three random things for today. Number one, you might find this to be unbelievable, but it is a true fact. In the 1950s,
what do you call that?
Redundant.
Yeah.
It is a fact. There was in the 1950s a popular Christmas toy called the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
Wow. Okay.
Nuclear energy was this new thing. Everybody was excited about it. Here's why it's shocking. It actually came with a small piece of real radioactive uranium.
Why?
I guess they didn't know back then. So,
Your second random thing is a number that I am very excited about every year. So the annual Christmas price index is out and it reveals how much it would cost to buy your true love all of the gifts in the song 12 Days of Christmas. So to buy all of the items would cost you this year about $45,523.27, which is a 10.5% increase from last year. And to get all of the total items, like if you repeated the song, you know, like every time you go down the line, it would be, which is 364 items, it would be $197,071.09.
Want to know a fun fact about that fact you just shared?
What?
I hate that fact.
Why? I love it.
Because
that, it's depressing.
No. There are two things that in the history. There are three things that to me scream radio, like just that just remind me of, I don't know,
radio trauma.
Not even trauma. It's they're
are just, you triggered?
Yeah, that every year somebody puts that list out, and every radio station in the country talks about it.
Mm.
And the other one is called the Beloit List, which is kids that are going into kindergarten this year live in a world that have never,
yeah,
mm-hmm, had not taken a picture on their phone.
Yeah,
I find them interesting. I find it fascinating. But it's, to me, it's just so radio. And the other thing is box office reports.
Mm.
Every radio station in the country is part of their entertainment news. Goes number one at the box office.
Yeah, who cares?
Nobody cares about that.
Literally no one cares.
Zero. Like, if a show, like, you'd say, hey, top movies over the weekend were Avengers.
The only person that cares about that is The Rock when he's number one.
Right.
Because he gets a bonus or yes, whatever. Right. So he's the only one looking for that news. And the studio, I'm sure, is too. Fun fact about me. I can never do the 12 Days of Christmas. I forget what it is every single year.
Yeah.
Can you say the order? A partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves, three
trips to Target,
four
marching bands,
five
golden rings,
six
dozen eggs,
seven
maids milking,
eight
a donut.
That's not one. Eight donuts? Nine?
No, you said eight and I said a donut.
I don't understand your joke.
You said eight and I said a donut.
Nine?
Plus 60.
Why plus 60? 10?
How long is it going to take you to get nine?
What? There's 12 days of Christmas.
10, swindler swindling.
11.
I don't know. 11. I don't know.
You really lost your steam there. I thought you were going to be able to keep it going.
And 12.
I think it's 12 Lords Leaping.
Yep.
Right?
That's what it is.
I think so.
Five golden rings.
That one I'm sure about.
And your third random thing is if you want to impress like probably a 10-year-old boy in your life, tell them this. Astronauts poop, and when they poop, it gets bagged because, you know, no gravity and stuff, so it doesn't get flushed down the toilet. It gets bagged, and then they put it on these cargo vessels that are attached to the International Space Station. And when those cargo vessels are emptied of all the cargo, they are dropped back down into the atmosphere because they burn up and the poop burns up with the cargo vessel.
Did you mean that a 10-year-old boy would like that, or a 49-year-old boy would think that was funny?
And those are your three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow.
Definitely did not mean to keep anyone hanging with the jetted tub cleaning project.
Oh, yeah.
But there was no crises with the dishwasher pods in the tub. It foamed up real good. It smelled delicious. We ran it for about 25 minutes. And then on the surface of the bubbles, there were like crumbs like on the top of the foam. But then when we drained the tub, it just looked shiny and clean. Like it didn't. Now, if you go to that Go Clean Co.
There's this nasty
Instagram page and you go to their jetted tub clean out. I mean, it looks like it's terrible. It's awful. Whatever came out of the jets. But I also think that for the sake of their Instagram, they have to go to, you know, abandoned houses and stuff.
Yeah.
To find things mm-hmm. to clean.
But would you do it again?
100% do it again. The second step is to do the same thing with oxy powder, mm-hmm. like a whole can of oxy powder, or half a can of oxy powder, I think. And that disinfects it and cleans it out. then you rent it and it's ready to use.
And I think that's a great thing, especially if you're not the first person. Like, we're in a rental house, so we were definitely not the first people to use that tub.
Right.
Like, great way to clean it out, especially if you're like a germs person like me.
Yeah. And it probably never gets cleaned out. So there could be, you know, a hangnail from the person who lived in this house 10 years ago, and I don't need that touching my butt. You know what I mean?
You are nasty. People are eating breakfast.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Mary from Knoxville, Tennessee. I was calling to give you a recommendation about potty training. The book, Oh Crap, Potty Training, amazing. Worked wonders with my son, and I love, love, loved it. He was potty trained within probably 2 months, if not less than that. I mean, fully potty trained, though. Also, I feel the same way about chat rooms, Callie. I cannot stand reading all of that. I am the worst at internet research. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.
Good morning, Callie and Jeff. This is Lauren. Hopefully you can hear me. It's raining outside, but talking about tipping. I, of course, always tip the go orders, waiters, waiters, bartenders, hair, stylists, things like that. What I don't like is, like, if you go to Subway or Jimmy John's, you know, and they make your sandwich and they want to tip. I mean, unless you, like, help me out, you gave me extra stuff, if my order was, like, real crazy, like, that's your job. You don't need a tip for that. Like, I don't get a tip for doing my job. I get paid my amount, you know, my hourly wage. So, like, that I don't think you should tip for. I haven't tipped for my grocery pickup, but I do always wonder if they're supposed to or not. And I would do that over, like, Starbucks or Subway or, you know, any of those places. But, yeah, I definitely think it's getting out of hand. Hope you have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Brandy. Callie, I have a bone to pick with you. If you have a plumber that comes to your house, you should tip them. If they do a really good job, they clean up after themselves, and you're happy with their service, please, please tip them. This is coming from the wife of a plumber. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye.
Hey, guys. I almost called yesterday when you were talking about gaslighting. But then when I heard the caller today call and say she didn't understand, so let me give you a better definition than Webster's. Gaslighting is a tool used only by bullies, domestic abusers, or people abusing their position of power to manipulate the person they're trying to abuse. And abuse is a huge part of it. So gaslighting is like the way you would describe the abuser trying to convince the abusee that they are not seeing what they're seeing. It's a sort of try, like, brainwashing, mind control. It happens very slowly at first. And so it is manipulation, but it's nothing like parents, you know, going along with Elf on the Shelf pranks. Nothing like that. It is abuse. And so it's exactly trying to manipulate the person to believe that they are the crazy one and that what they are actually witnessing is false. That's the manipulation. So that's what gaslighting is. It has become a hot term, but yeah, that's what it is. All right. Love y'all. Hope nobody is being gaslit. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Robin. As soon as you said the word potty training, I immediately stopped the show and wanted to call. There is a book called Oh Crap, Potty Training, and it's fantastic. You don't even have to read the entire book. I literally only read, I think, the first 5 or 6 chapters. And then some other chapters, if you have specific issues, they have other chapters that address that, but we didn't have to worry about that. And the book was fantastic, and it worked like a charm. So just wanted to throw that out there. You'll do great. Have a great day. Bye.